I'm so mixed up. I don't know where to turn. I'm being loved by two women. One is my wife, the other one is my woman. Listen to me. And just one thought of leaving either one of them would really blow their mind. Oh, listen. My wife, she's silky black, and she's a pretty thing. And my woman is such a lovely brown. Oh, y'all, I'm stuck,
stuck,
stuck in the middle. Can't you see I'm stuck?
Stuck.
Yes, I am.
Stuck in the middle.
I don't know where to turn. Oh, listen to me. My wife, she said she's mine. Oh, yes, she did. She said she's mine, mine, until death do us apart. Listen what my woman said. My woman said she's mine also. Because I live every day within your heart. Oh, y'all, I'm stuck,
stuck.
Look at me,
stuck in the middle.
Please, baby,
stuck.
Oh, honey, help me if you can. 'Cause I'm stuck. Yes, I am.
Stuck in the middle.
Somebody pray for me.
Stuck. Stuck in the middle.
If I leave my wife for my woman, my wife won't understand that. No, she won't. And if I leave my woman for my wife, oh, I know my woman won't understand me no more. Y'all, I'm stuck,
stuck
in the middle. Can't you see I'm stuck?
Stuck. Stuck in the middle.
You know, I was talking to my wife the other day, and she said, Marvin, do you remember the vow we made when we got married? And I said, yes. Well, do you remember the minister asking you these words? Do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? Oh, I never will forget it. To love, to honor, to cherish, till death do you part. She said, Marvin, you said yes. She said, please don't leave me, Marvin. But I moved on. Begin to talk to my woman. I never will forget this. She said, Marvin, when you were doing bad, when all your friends turned against you, she said, I stuck by you, Marvin. It was me.
Marvin Sees.
Stuck in the...
Hey, bro, I don't know what to tell you.
Players, are you out there?
Yeah.
Do you want to call in and share some stories about being stuck in the middle?
Yeah. Hey, look. Hey, that's a bad place. That's a bad place.
See what it is, Confunction is the urban player music.
Yeah.
Okay. Marvin Sees is the rural player music.
Got it.
See, that's what it is.
Okay. But only right here on Monday Night Madness. This is where you get the information. Look, if you guys are enjoying the show, please let us know. Hey, you can text me, right? If you love this, go and text me. 909-910-0265. 909-910-0265. And if you have your own favorite Southern Soul artist, let us know.
You've been stuck in the middle?
Who?
You.
Me? No.
I have, but that was another life. But I have.
You know, memory doesn't, it's not telling me anything.
Yeah,
all right. Okay. All right. Oh, stuck in the middle. Oh boy. Actually, I don't,
He's playing The Names Have Been Changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, okay? I'm going to leave it right there. Pooh Nanny, be still. This is Pooh Nanny. Okay, all right. Oh, boy.
You're going to be extra careful now.
It's getting real deep up in here.
From the fight, going around telling everybody I'm too old for her daughter.
Oh.
And her daughter taught me everything I know about sex. Give me my first golden child. Look here, when you got one of them gals live with their mama, when you go over there, you have to steal it. They make no noise, or you don't want to with your mama. I went over my gal's house last night and drug this garbage can up to the window. The garbage can busted him because I slipped and fell and broke my britches. And I got mad, y'all. I said, look, girl, I don't want or need you no more. I'm tired of slipping and sliding, ducking, darting in and out of this woman, trying to hide from your money. Dear, I want me a woman with her own apartment. She said, baby, please don't leave. But if you must, she said, there's one thing I want you to do before you leave. I said, what? She said, pull off all your clothes and give it to me. Shit, I knew I could have left. I couldn't wait to get out of my clothes, y'all. I'm laying up there in my fruit of the loop. She come in. And you know what? I was all ready for this day. Oh, she was taking her time. Look here. She come in with something real short and sexy on. Look here. She locked up all the doors. That girl started doing so. She started from my toes. My knees start shaking. I started going like a wagon wheel. Every time I try to help her out, she said, who can be still? Oh, my God. Up one side and down the other. I didn't move, y'all. I laid there and took it like a man, you know. Yeah, I like that. Look here. Way after a while, she got out off and gave me a little rest. I
what she gonna do with that. She danced away and looked in the closet, and she took out a baseball bat. One of Louisville sluggers. I looked at the bottom, then I looked at the back. I said, now if she put any of that butter on that damn bat, there gonna be a fight here tonight. And I don't play none of that. All that fishy stuff. But she didn't grease the bat. She put that over there in the corner. I guess she put that over there in case old butt deal with you, you know. She told me she been rolling on, baby. I rolled on and she greased me down good one side with that butter. Yeah. I was looking at her. She was looking at me. Y'all want to know what she did?
Yeah.
You want to know what she did to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. She relocked the windows. She relocked the door. That girl started this time from my left. Oh, my knees start shaking again. But rolling like a wagon. She kicked down the door. She swung and missed with that bat. Then a fat ass hit the floor. I was reaching for my britches, and I could hear her squeal. I feel the wind from that bat. She was hollering, "Who got it? Be still!"
Look
at her. I jumped out the window, running fast as I could. I heard her mama when she hit the ground. She was slanging that. Shot it in second gear. I feel the wind from that bat. You a hot food now to be still. Woo! Oh, I was running. I run all by my car. I do about 90 miles an hour. Playing the sound of three hamburgers. That girl mama right behind me. That hound looking
Ooh, nanny.
And you know, you got to look at the album cover for this album and for much of his albums. They resemble that of Rudy Ray Moore. Remember Dolemite?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. And
the monkey in the tree.
Oh God! And oh, this fella here,
signifying monkey.
Oh, stop it, please.
Yes.
This fella has an album called "That Baby Ain't Black Enough."
Really?
Now, just think about that.
Okay.
Just think
about it. I thought
that.
About it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know what he's trying to say.
Right, right. That's who this fella is. And he is known as the godfather of the Chitlin Circuit.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Pooh Nanny. Pooh Nanny be still. Hey, look, y'all going to hear that again. That song, hey, man, you know what? It's funny. It was funny.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
Kind of a comedian.
Right, right. Yeah. I think the audience enjoyed that too. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my. I got some Floyd Taylor coming up. Oh boy, who is that? Mosley, Ann Johnson, Bobby Rush.
Yes.
Okay, all of this, man, coming up.
Now we're talking.
Monday Night Madness. No, we've been talking all night. Slip.
Woo woo.
Ooh.
Oh, trip. My goodness gracious.
Stumble and fail.
Oh, this is deep. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. It's one of them. Whew. From that No Doubt album. Yeah. Floyd Taylor.
Mm-hmm. You see, said I wasn't gonna do it. Said I wasn't gonna try. I swore this was the last time. Crossed my heart and hoped to die.
never, never give my heart again. I made no commitments. Let's just be friends. But oops, I slipped. I tripped. I stumbled into you and I fell in love. Oops, I slipped. Yes, I did. I tripped. I stumbled into you and I fell deep in your love. You see, I tried to fight it. I tried to resist. You destroyed my defenses with just one kiss. Now my whole world has changed since you and I've been together. The mind is strong, but I guess the heart knows better. Oops, I slipped. Oh no, I tripped. Whoa, I stumbled into you, and I fell in love. Oops, I slipped. Oh Lord, I tripped. I stumbled into you, and I fell deep in your love. Oh baby,
I stumbled.
I've fallen, I can't get up yet. I'm down here on the ground, yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh. My. My defenses, baby, 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 yeah. I tried to resist, Lord. I tried to fight it, but I guess the heart knows better.
Now where
Running in and out of my life, Mosley and Johnson.
That's it.
Hey, hey, hey. You know, Professor, during that set we played, Floor Tiller slipped, tripped, and stumbled and fell. Floor Tiller, in relationship to Johnny Tiller?
Oh, you betcha, in a very big way. Floyd Taylor was Johnny Taylor's son.
Whoa. Didn't know that. I heard there were similarities in the music, even in the voice.
Yeah.
And so I said, wow, I didn't know that, right? So I said, when I asked you during that set, in a relationship.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he didn't have the duration of career as his father. Mm-hmm. And he passed away in 2014. But
Floyd Taylor did?
Floyd Taylor, yeah. But what a great song that was, though.
Excellent
slip,
song.
Tripped, and
I'm going to have to find out more about him as well. And we're going to have to do that, folks. This is Monday Night Madness. Hope you guys are enjoying this show. You know, my genre is this right here. Playing it all day too. All day long. Well, you know the Blockbuster 1000, you know, WB 4.0. That guy, he comes on throughout the week. You love this music tune, and most times I'm on right around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and let's see, that makes it 7 o'clock Central. Okay. So our friends anywhere around the globe, and now I know, overseas now, they're probably asleep by now, huh? But they can wake up, and some of you guys stay up pretty late over there, over in the U.K., and in UK, Ireland, Germany. Yeah, Jamaica, Australia, New Zealand. I know that's not, you know, that's down south here. But anyway, Canada, Mexico, Costa Rica, Panama. Yeah, we got fans all over.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And the four corners of the United States.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah. down in Texas. I know Kim Rogers, she's out there. Oh, also Danny Tisdale. Danny Tisdale, you guys may or may not know about him, but you probably know his brother, Wayman Tisdale.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Danny Tisdale is on my Sunday broadcast on the Boomerang every Sunday.
Oh, wow.
He also has a gospel album called, let's see, what is it? Oh, my goodness. It's not Good Old Days. It's one of, I'll come back with that. But Danny Tisdale has a CD. Matter of fact, look up Danny Tisdale music on Spotify.
Okay.
Okay, gospel song. Great, great gospel music there. And one of the songs is Good Old Days. Another one is called Softly Calling. And there are several on that that I really, really, really like. But no, Danny, I used to sing in the choir with him.
Really?
Yeah, in California.
Oh, my goodness.
We both sat together. And he sat side by side with me right there in the parish tenor section.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Look, there's a lot going on here on Studio W. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of gospel, if you really like gospel music, tune into the Gospel Explosion. That's every Sunday. I've started so early. I've started out here on the 10 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West, and 9 Central.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was on the West Coast, we got started somewhere around, let's see, 11 a.m., which was already 2 o'clock back here on the East Coast.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But since we migrated over here east, you know, the 3-hour difference.
Sure.
Okay, so I bumped it down. So I started getting them up at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
On the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they have to get up early. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. But the Gospel Explosion and then the Boomerang, we did part 4. Let's see. Gospel Explosion.
Yes.
Starts at 10 a.m., like I said, on the East Coast. And then at, I believe it's 1 a.m., we extend that. That's the second part of the Gospel Explosion.
Right.
At 3 p.m. here, there's a live sermon.
Okay.
A live sermon. Mm-hmm. And then at 6 p.m., it's the Boomerang Radio Show.
Right, yes.
And then at 8, at 9, it's me, yours truly, and the Jazzy One for Sunday. That's right. Oh, my God. Sunday night goal. But that's our last Sunday on the Boomerang. We did part 4 of Critical Race Theory.
Part 4?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And there's a reason for that.
Okay.
Because number one, you can only tip the iceberg of what the conversation is all about and what it is all about and even incorporating some of the history. Okay.
You know, it's a big job. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can't do that in one segment. And, it was, as a matter of fact, we just tipped the iceberg in the first segment. And so that's why we're up to part 4. Next week, and this is going to be somewhat of an extenuation of that because we're going to go from the ugly part of it to survivors and inventors. As a matter of fact, we're going over the major black inventors that changed the world. That's this coming Sunday. Okay.
And I hope these recordings can possibly aid teachers in the classroom. Too.
Yeah, you know, I really hope so as well. Mm-hmm. I really hope so. So we're going to see how, matter of fact, you just gave me an idea, something I had thought about, but you sparked an idea, and that is to send out some of these recordings to certain places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Let me make some notes here. Send out recordings.
And he's really writing it down.
Oh, I am.
He really is.
Look. I just don't say things just to say them.
You could probably
see. Oh, absolutely. Yep, that's me. I can hear you, Professor. Okay. Anyway, how about some Bobby Rush?
Yes!
Is that okay with you?
Man, that's my guru.
Let's do this.
Me the other night, said Bobby Rush, why you work 2 jobs and bring all your money and just give it to your woman? Well, I do that because that's the way a man's supposed to do. A man's supposed to get out of work and bring all his money and give it to his woman. Then if he wants to go out, he's supposed to say, may I go out tonight? And may I have $5 of my money to spend with the boys? At least that's the way I do.
Somebody else asked me, said, well, if you do that, you must be a henpeck dude anyway. Well, let me tell you something right now. I'm not henpeck. I just been picked by the right hen. Listen, let me tell you this. Some folks say my woman don't love me, says she don't mean me no good. They just jealous of what I got, do the same thing if they could. Ain't thinking about you, I don't care what you say. Long as I'm getting what I'm getting, I'm gonna love her anyway. Me last night about a race. I've been watching your woman for you while you were gone. I bet for me, listen. Why you watching my woman to see what she's doing wrong? Why you watching my woman? You ought to be watching your own. I ain't thinking about you. I don't care what you say. Just as long as I'm getting what I'm getting, I'm gonna love her anyway. Said to me last night, said, about a race for $50, I'll tell you everything your woman been doing while you was gone. And for $50 more, I'll tell you who she did the will. Let me tell you this. I don't want you to tell me nothing. I don't want to know too much. Just like the old phone used to say, what you don't know shit mean. I ain't thinking about you, and I don't care what you say. Just as long as I'm getting what I want, I'm gonna love the woman anyway. Tell me another nice about her race, that your woman don't really love you, no way. Let me tell you this. Well, she love me, well, she don't. I ain't gonna stand no quitting. Long as I'm getting what I want, what the love got to do. I ain't thinking about you, I don't care what you say. Just as long as I'm getting what I want, I'm gonna love the woman anyway.
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I know. I know. I ought to leave the young thing alone. 'Cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Oh, Lord. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I know. I ought to leave the young thing alone. 'Cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Oh, Lord. It's not warm when she's away. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Anytime she goes away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
She's always gone too long.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I see nothing but darkness every day.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Bobby Blue Bland. Ain't no sunshine. Oh, I don't know how many times that song's been covered. But I'm telling you right now, oh my, I love this rendition. Bobby Blue Bland.
It is indeed a standard for sure. And,
I know Bill Withers did it.
Yes, and yes. He wrote it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, his was slightly upbeat, a little bit more. Just a little, just a tad, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I don't know who else covered that. Oh God. There had to be a list of people that covered that song.
Mm.
Oh, ain't no sunshine. Oh, when she's gone. And like I said, I know Bill Withers wrote it, but that is my favorite.
John Mayer, did it. Of course, you know, Bobby Blue Bland, did it. The Jackson 5 did it.
What?
Yes, Ladysmith Black Mambazo did it. A group called the Rockmelons, Boris Gardner, Rockmelons. Never heard of these people. A metal band named Black Label Society did it. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the Nylons, an a cappella group from Toronto, Canada.
Amazing.
Did it. Yeah, man. So
mm-hmm. Wow. You know, I'm going to have to listen to some of those other renditions. Just see, you know, just, you know, I'm inquisitive here.
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely, boy. Like you said, that was a standard. It was a standard.
Uh-huh.
You know, so with all those covers, he made a lot of money off of that, didn't he? I'm sure he made money off of that.
That song alone.
Oh, mm-hmm. That song alone right there, along with his other gems, right?
Mm.
I've got some Johnny Taylor coming up here.
All
hey,
right.
This is Monday Night Madness, folks, and it is Musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin. Yep, right. Yeah, you got the musical archaeologist right here digging up the gems and just delivering them to you like on a silver platter.
You know it.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, with the education, and that's something else that we love doing with our various platforms. We always want a message to come, whether it's talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, but especially music. Not only, we're not disc jockeys. You know,
right.
We bring you the background, the history, the life, the legacy. Who were these people associated with? Okay. Who were they associated with? What happened in the boardroom? Like you said, what happened in the back room?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Studio W serves the public interest, convenience, and or necessity.
Well, absolutely. You know, and it gets you, you know, another thing about various programs, but especially this one. It's 3 hours of magnificent music. And, you know, say a lot of you had a hard day's work and just come back, kick off the shoes, grab a glass and just get into a zone.
Mm-hmm.
I call it zone in. Zone in. Oh, yeah. I get into these zones, man.
The buzz zone.
You know, the buzz zone. I like that a lot. Mm. You know, and you can just put your cares away for a while and just enjoy yourself, you know, and guess what? It helps your mental health.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. When you can relax your mind.
Hey. Right. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, still crazy. Johnny Taylor.
Can
we do that?
Standards. This is a pillar song in the genre of Southern Soul.
Still I love it.
Crazy.
Let's do it. sounds like ZZ Hill to me.
You got it.
Yeah. Everybody knows about my good thing.
Oh, God.
Oh,
now
boy.
Listen to the first line. I'll just say, that's not good.
It's not good.
Mm-mm.
Hill.
Just won't leave my good thing alone.
Everybody knows about my good thing. The plumber, the mailman,
man,
the butcher.
Look, you got a problem.
A serious problem. The neighbor.
If they all mention your wife's name.
Oh, boy. There's a leak in your drain.
Oh, God. I don't want to go.
I didn't do it. Hey, that's ZZ Hill. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, and I'm telling you what, that leads to what I was thinking.
Yes.
While this was playing, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And think about who wrote this song. Okay. Sometimes it's the artists, they write their own songs. Sometimes they have writers.
Yes.
And then there's also covers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a connection there, folks, because the writer, most of them, from what I understand, they've written from their own life experiences.
Correct.
Okay. That's the artist, right? And yes. Well, the writers, they, remember they said, well, I wrote this song for such and such person because it just seems to fit them.
Mm-hmm.
The cover, in my opinion, probably relates to that song in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a deep connection there in how these songs are, you know, why they became popular,
mm-hmm.
you know, and who the artists are, you mm-hmm. know, and this type of thing. We often talk about connecting with your audience.
It's so important. It is
extremely
yeah.
important. Mm-hmm. So when a writer says, I wrote this for this particular group or this particular artist, they must feel that there was a connection there, okay,
mm-hmm.
Between, and they felt that this song or this particular artist would be able to deliver that song the way it was intended.
Yes, most definitely. And, you know, for Everybody Knows About My Good Thing, that is, that's a blues standard, actually. You know, even Little Johnny Taylor, recorded that one. And, you know, keep in mind, cause we mentioned this before, that's not to be confused with, Johnny
right.
Taylor, but Little Johnny Taylor even recorded that one. So, and it's been done by a lot of people. The Stones have even done Everybody Knows About My Good Thing, you know.
It's pretty amazing stuff,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you made that distinction between Johnny Taylor and Little Johnny Taylor, because yeah. I thought that Little Johnny Taylor was Johnny Taylor's son. I had no idea that Floyd Taylor was.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
Both. Yeah. Everybody Knows About My Good Thing. Co-written by Lemon Eugene Horton.
Yes.
Can you get that? Lemon.
Lemon.
Eugene Horton and Harold Lee Grayson.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know who Harold Lee, but I have heard of Lemon before.
Mm-hmm. Like blind lemon.
Lemon Jim. What was it? Blind, what was that? Blind Lemon Jimmin?
Jefferson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. A contemporary of Lead Belly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, absolutely. Boy, you're making a connection here today. Okay, because I picked up on some of those things throughout the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But making that connection is vitally important, especially if you do what
right.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got some Mine All Mine coming up. That's Willie Clayton, Paul E., and Tyrone Davis.
All right.
All mine, all mine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Willie, here we go.
That's what we're talking about.
Tell you this, but baby, Tyrone's been kicking it with your girl, mm-hmm. man. Sugar. Oh, you don't believe me, huh?
Ooh,
okay.
Baby.
Well, check it out.
She used to be mine, oh, mine. But then came you. She used to be mine, oh mine. But now she's loving too. Oh yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, baby, there is something that tells me you're not mine. Every time when we alone, you just go through the motions. Girl, you lead me on. Always keep me guessing, is it him or me? It's time you decide who it's gonna be. You used to be mine, oh mine, but now you're loving too. Oh yeah, she used to be mine, oh mine,
but she found someone that knows what to do. I've been watching your girl for a long, long time. I decided I had to make her mind. She need a man, someone just like me, who can love her and treat her right and satisfy her need. When you had her all to yourself, if you had her, loved her right, she wouldn't need nobody else.
She used to be mine, oh mine, but now she's loving you. Oh yeah, she used to be mine, oh mine,
but she needed someone that knows what to do. Sorry, Willie, but she's my baby.
Now, Pete, why you wanna play the man like that?
Oh, she's my baby.
I thought y'all were cool.
My sweet baby.
I guess not.
When you had her all to yourself, if you had her, loved her right, she wouldn't need.
I can see it all in her face. She used to be mine, oh mine, but now she's loving you. Oh yeah, she used to be mine, oh mine,
but she found someone that knows what to do. Oh, I'm sorry, Will. To take your girl,
but you know to me, she's my whole world.
She needed a man.
People always ask me, they say, Billy Soul, why do you talk in so many of your songs? I say, because I've been so many places, and I've seen so many things. Like the other day, I heard a lady talking to her own man, and what she said, I want to share it with you. Look, she said, you've been cheating on me, honey, ever since I've been with you. And because I love you so much, it's kind of hard for me to quit you. You stay out all night running the streets. You stay gone all the time. You know that ain't right, the way you treat me. It's really blowing my mind. Said the way you treat me is a shame and a pity. You say when you say scat cat, another man say you kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh. You said that you love me, but I can't tell, cause you do me wrong. What do you really feel for me? Cause all ain't well, you're about to lose your home. You know I love you, honey, but it need to be a two-way thing. From all this neglect and disrespect, I can't take that from my man. She said just the other day, a man said I was still pretty. When you say scat cat, another man say you're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh, man.
You're kitty kitty.
You're kitty kitty.
Scat cat. You're kitty kitty.
they say that you love my body, and I feel just like soup. Well, this cat needs to be loved and hugged, then serve a little warm meal. You come home fussing and leave home cussing. You treat me so unkind. No kissing and no touching. It's about to blow my mind. She said just the other day, I had to turn down your best friend, Smitty. He said, when you say scat cat, another man say, you're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh, baby.
You're kitty kitty.
You're kitty kitty.
Scat cat. You're kitty kitty.
He said, this cat needs some loving. This cat needs some hugging. When was the last time I had a good rubbing? Oh, baby. If you don't love me, some other man show me. Cause I'm tired of you out there giving, giving other women my thrill. You leave me at home like I'm somewhere at law. I can't stand it. You're leaving me love star. When you say scat cat, another man say here kitty kitty. Sometime I be tempted to go, but I don't because I love you so. Scat cat, here kitty kitty. When you push me away, another man say
here kitty kitty.